Few people are more pro-Russian than this man, Igor Girkin. At the beginning of Russia's invasion of Ukraine in February, the self-described ultra-nationalist was a staunch supporter of the Russian military, predicting its advanced weaponry and skilled soldiers would make easy work of the outnumbered Ukrainians. But now, Girkin's tone has changed.
I have an impression that in October our Russian army will break into pieces. It's not because they are incompetent or cowardly. It's because the Ukrainian army supply lines are much, much better than ours.
In the past week, during the Ukrainian counteroffensive, countless videos appeared to show a Russian military in collapse. But throughout this war, Moscow has been particularly adept at staying silent and refusing to admit or even acknowledging setbacks. The tone on Russian state TV talk shows, which for months refrained from any criticism of the invasion, has changed dramatically, with people pointing fingers at who is to blame for the losses on the battlefield.
People who convinced President Putin the special operation would be fast, that we won't strike civilians, that our military would keep things in order, these people really set us up for this. They lied to us.
And on another talk show, this.
We can't win a full-scale military operation using only the Russian army and this talk show and other propaganda.
The Ukrainian military offensive in the northeast has clearly broken the Russian front lines, but also exposed deep cracks within the pro-Russia blogger community that is now questioning everything about this war. Will it be enough for the Kremlin to change their tactics, or is the Kremlin even listening? Gabriel Elizondo, Al Jazeera, Kyiv.